At the 2012 American Seed Trade Association Convention, I'm visiting with Leslie Cahill. First of all, Leslie, for those who don't know you, tell us about yourself and what you do for the organization.
Well, my name is Leslie Cahill, and I'm the Vice President of Government Affairs for ASTA, and I lead our legislative and regulatory efforts at the association.
Well, I know this is extremely important to your members, and I guess from what I understand here at your convention this year, this is maybe a kind of a first time you had the Storm the Hill Day. Tell us a little bit about what you did with your members here.
Well, we did. This is the first time we've been back in Washington since 1992, and it's a very exciting time for agriculture, and certainly our members are gearing up to ramp up their advocacy efforts, and the Farm Bill was a great opportunity to do this. So we worked with our leadership and our members and decided that we were going to have our convention here this year, and we were very lucky. We started looking at the calendar, and we always come in June, and we picked a good week. We picked a week that Congress was going to be in session, both the House and the Senate, and as luck would have it, the Senate was rapidly finishing up work on the Farm Bill, and we were able to schedule a number of briefings and timed it just right so that a lot of our members were able to actually sit in the Senate gallery and watch the debates and go through 75 amendments.
They did crank through them here in just about a two-day time period. And it, like you said, it was a good time to be here, great educational opportunity, as well as the opportunity to have them here so they could go visit with them.
Well, that's exactly right. We started out with an orientation breakfast on Wednesday morning and then boarded the buses. But before we got there, we made sure everybody was comfortable. We told them, we talked a little bit about our issues. We talked about what to expect, where to go, how to say it, when to say it, and who to say it to. And they did a tremendous job. We walked through our issues, and we took a lot of time to let them know that we're the seed industry. We're important back in their home states and in their districts and their towns. We're more than employers. We're the foundation of agriculture. And the seed industry is doing some pretty marvelous things for agriculture and for rural America.
Well, now that we have at least a Senate version passed, I know the House is now scheduled to take theirs up here after their July 4th break. What do you see in the legislation that's there, and how does that relate to what ASTA would like to see in a Farm Bill?
Well, we're very pleased. The Farm Bill is a document that's over 1,000 pages long. It covers 13 or so titles, and almost every one of those titles affects the seed industry in some way. And sometimes it's doesn't make a Farm Bill that's important to us. And in this particular case, we were very concerned about some additional labeling that would be required for genetically enhanced foods. We're pleased to say that that amendment was defeated. But most importantly, what is included in the document in the Senate's Farm Bill is a provision for continued funding for the USDA Cooperator Program. And this is a lifeline for ASTA's members, especially those operating in businesses overseas. These funds help us to work on advocacy efforts on seed laws around the world for transparency, harmonization, intellectual property rights protection, breeders' rights, and a whole host of phytosanitary issues as well. And for small and medium-sized companies, this presents an opportunity that they would not necessarily be able to participate in because they don't have the infrastructure that would allow them to have the access to officials and to policymakers around the world that affect our ability to move seed. So that was very important for us. And also, there are provisions. There is a research title. We're pleased that that's going forward. And although we would like to see a more robust research program, others would as well, we're very happy that the Senate saw fit to continue research because our members, the private sector, do a great job of research. But certainly with the challenges that we have ahead to feed a growing world, we're going to need all the resources and tools and assets that we can possibly get to meet that challenge.
How would you describe kind of the issue of food and environmental activists today and their impact on your members? Is it similar to what we see in other sectors of agriculture? And, they seem to kind of get the ear sometimes of these same legislators we're talking about, too.
Well, everybody has a concern about their food, and we all want the same thing, and that's a very healthy, steady stream of new plant varieties, new foods, new enhanced nutritional components, all those sorts of things. But at the same time, this is an industry, the seed industry is committed to science. We believe in the process, we believe in the regulatory and the coordinated framework, and we have a very robust respect for what USDA, FDA, and EPA do as far as approving new varieties of seeds. So we want to continue to operate within that, within those parameters, and continue to do what we do best, and that's bring new products to the market.
Well, I know that there's more work on this farm bill because we got the House and then conference committee, and then it's got to get signed into law and implemented, you know, that whole thing. So it's not over yet, but as you look at that, look ahead, I'm going to assume you'll still be working here on some of those farm bill issues. With that and what other things would you be doing as we go forward from this convention?
Well, the farm bill is going to remain as a hot topic for us. We're going to continue to reach out. We've been meeting with members of the House Ag Committee and the Senate Ag Committee for the last couple of months on farm bill issues. And since April, we've had over 70 meetings with offices. And now our work will continue to focus on the House since the Senate has done their business. But we want to make sure that seed is protected. Seed is recognized in the farm bill as a precious asset for agriculture. And we're going to work hard to make sure that those cooperator funds are maintained. Research gets its fair share in the farm bill, and we're going to continue to look at that delicate balance between organic agriculture, conventional agriculture, and biotechnology and emerging technologies. We think these are the tools that we need in the toolbox to do our best, and the markets will help guide us in what direction to go, and our members are going to continue to do what they do best, and that's continue bringing products to the market.
Do you and your department also deal internationally in terms of governmental issues?
Well, we do. The way ASTA is set up, we have a government affairs program, that division that takes care of our state and local and our national politics and our national issues, but we also have a very competent and very robust international division within ASTA as well, and we have an international committee where our members actually identify priority countries. Those include Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, China, and India. And so we work on those countries, and then within those countries there are certain issues that the members have identified, and those include phytosanitary issues, intellectual property rights protection, and new markets. So international is big for us because with 700-plus members, we have a really big responsibility to make sure that we've got things covered not only here at home but around the world as well.
Well, it sounds like keeps you busy, I guess.
Well, it certainly does. We're lean and mean at ASTA. We've got a very small office. We've got the one office. We don't have field offices. And we've got about 13 people that are dedicated to serving a 700-plus membership. And we're going to continue to do our best to listen and learn and be their eyes and ears and carry the message.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie, for helping us better understand this area of what ASTA does on behalf of its members. We are here at the 129th Annual Convention for the organization. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.